You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. This is your host, Herb Cohen, with my co-host, Shannon Lane, Newmark Knight Frank, Drew Hanlon, Ethan Milrod, GoTo, David Jackowitz, Evolution Financial Group, and Chris Glover, Employee Max. Ethan, can you give us a rundown on who we have on the show today, please?
Sure, Herb. We have a great show today, including Richard Jensen, CEO of Agora Cyber Charter School, Justin Spamath, VP and COO of Unique Snacks, Nathan Niles, President and CEO of Nextlight, and Mason Reiner, co-founder and chief executive officer of R Health.
Let's get to know our first guest, Richard Jensen, CEO of Agora Cyber Charter School. Richard, what is Agora Cyber Charter School? What are you guys doing?
Sure. We're a K-12 public charter school in Pennsylvania, serving students from across the entire Commonwealth, and all of our learning is done online.
And where you're from originally, how many brothers and sisters? Where are you in the pecking order?
I'm from Allentown, and I have one older sister.
And 8 to 14, what kind of stuff were you up to?
I was involved in marching band. I enjoyed playing sports. I didn't do organized sports, but a lot of sandlot, and was involved in my youth group.
Gotcha. Drew.
Rich, tell us about the marching band and what inspired you about the marching band.
Sure. When I was young, I ended up picking up the trumpet because that's what my dad played when he was a kid. And I just stuck with it and played in the band in middle school and then also high school.
Did your mom and dad come watch you perform?
Oh, yeah. They showed up to all the concerts and they came to all the football games. Absolutely.
And you mentioned that your parents were both educators. What was the impact of that?
Yeah, absolutely. They both really encouraged me to just constantly reach my highest potential. So my mom, being a reading teacher, really wanted to make sure that I had a love for literacy. And that was something that from an early age, she just really instilled in me.
Mm-hmm. Ethan?
Rich, going back to your Sandlot days, what was your role on the Sandlot?
I just love to play football, so I just went around the neighborhood to try and see who wanted to come out, and I brought the Nerf football with me.
Who made you the organizer?
I think it just was by default. I wanted to play, so it's not really a whole lot of fun playing by yourself, so I just went and grabbed as many people as I could that would be interested to join me.
What does that tell us about you, Rich, and what you're doing today?
I think I really am interested in serving people, and I care about people, and I am always looking to kind of have people come around and to get things done.
Mm-hmm. Didn't you just recently get a doctorate? What was the doctorate in?
Yeah, I received my doctorate from Liberty University, and it was in caring school leadership.
Boy, that goes ahead and proves it. David?
Rich, in the green room, you were talking about your admiration for your parents growing up. Can you tell us a little bit about that and how it influences you today?
Sure. Yeah, both of them were wanting to always encourage me to just reach my highest potential. And that actually is part of even our school's vision is that phrase of preparing all learners to achieve their highest potential. And I think from an early age, that was the driving force. And you know, when you're a kid, you didn't really respect it as much. But I think later on in life, I clearly see how it had an impact in what I'm doing today.
Mm-hmm. Shannon?
Rich, I'm curious, back when you were in grade school, did everything come easy for you, or was there ever a subject that you struggled with?
Yeah, math was not a strength for me, and that was always a struggle all the way up through college and even in a doctorate when I had to take statistics. So that was a struggle, but I think it was always there. My parents, again, were like, you just got to put forth your best effort and just to get the support or help that you need to make sure that you can be successful.
And how does going through that struggle with math, how does that affect the way you're doing things nowadays at Agora Cyber Charter School?
Yeah, we're a school that's really focused on trying to help all learners, again, achieve their highest potential. So we use a multi-tiered system of supports to try and make sure that where students are struggling, we make sure that they get the supports that they need so that they can really become lifelong learners and really overcome some of those struggles.
Mr. Chris Glover.
Rich, you mentioned that in your youth, you spent time in a youth group. Can you tell us your role in that group?
Sure. I was very involved, attended every, you know, every week. And then we also had officers, and I served as an officer. If I recall, at least 1 year, if not multiple years, I served as the president of the youth group as well. And so we made sure that we organized a lot of the youth group activities and any kind of other like mission trips and stuff like that. We were involved in helping to organize those.
Do you find any correlation between that youth group involvement and your leadership role now?
Yeah, I think it comes back to very much at the core of my leadership style and focus is caring leadership. And I think it's so central to what makes a good leader is that you're caring for the people that you work with, as well as your end users, your customers.
Mm-hmm. Drew?
Yeah, speaking about caring leadership, you had a back surgery as a teen and had some teachers that came to the house. So what was the impact of that entire experience?
Yeah, it was a rough year, and I had to, for the whole second half of the year, from February to the end of the year, I was laid up at home. So I had to have teachers come in, and the school district would provide it, but there were two teachers that I actually had before the surgery who volunteered to come to the home. And again, they modeled that they truly cared about me as a student, and they were interested in me as an individual. And that definitely had a huge impact on why I decided to go into education in the first place. But I think also definitely still impacts my real passion for caring for people.
When you're faced with a tough decision, what do you hear those teachers telling you?
Put people first. It's not necessarily about the bottom line. It's put people first. And that is something that I'm always trying to keep in mind, even from simple little things like writing a birthday card to every single employee in the organization, because that shows that you value them and respect them.
Richard, this fact you had back surgery and these teachers really impressed you, these adults really impressed you. What's that have to do with the business model of Agora Cyber Charter School?
Yeah, well, we have a lot of students who come to us because there were maybe unmet needs from their previous school. So they're coming to us maybe because they were bullied, or maybe because they do have a health issue themselves that they're going through. And as a school, I really see that we're there to try and support every student who comes. We are a school of choice. So when they come, we want to make sure that we're providing whatever the services are. And when I think back on it, how much of a great opportunity it would have been to have a virtual school in existence when I went through that that back surgery. It was a little too early. I won't reveal too much how old I am, but it was before the internet. So that wasn't available. But how much of a great opportunity is for our students to have that today.
So this is really truly a mission for you, isn't it?
Absolutely. Like, again, the core of our vision statement starts with preparing all learners to achieve their highest potential. And I believe that goes for everyone in the organization. It's not just students, but it's all staff. And I view myself as lead learner. And I want to make sure that I'm modeling that ongoing lifelong learning mindset.
What does it mean to you when you see your students graduate? And do you ever have a chance to hear back from them later in life to see where they've gotten to?
Yeah, absolutely. Before the pandemic, we would always have graduation at the Giant Center out in Hershey. And that was always such a incredible opportunity because you would see students connecting with their teachers, sometimes in person for the first time. They had developed such tight relationships through the online platform, and then they actually get to see their teachers. And having started as a teacher at Agora before I moved into leadership roles, that was such a memorable opportunity to make those connections. And then when we hear of reports of where this student has now moved on and they've done this, and it's really, really exciting to see how we had made a difference in their lives and really are giving them opportunities to succeed.
It's really a passion for you. This is the combination of mom and dad both being educators, and mom making sure you read the chapter before you went out to play, the discipline of that, as well as that impact that those teachers had when you had your back surgery as a kid. I guess the good thing is, because you're the, it says here, you're the CEO of this organization, you get to go in 10, 11 o'clock and come home at 3 or 4 o'clock. You don't have to work weekends, do you?
I wish. No, I typically am in early and in the office. And then I when I head home, it's typically going back on the computer. There's always emails that I need to follow up with that I didn't get to during the course of the day. And yeah, there's always things that I have to do over the weekend. But
what's what's the website address for this Agora Cyber Charter School?
Real simple, agora.org.
agora.org?
Correct.
We've been speaking with Richard Jensen, CEO of Agora Cyber Charter School here on Executive Leaders Radio. Don't forget to visit our website, executiveleadersradio.com. Back in a moment, right after this break.